Hi. My name is Austin Sapp, and I have the wonderful responsibility of spending 5 weeks here in making concerts happen, one of which is this very special concert tonight. I'd like for you to know how this came about. 5 years ago, I was in the lobby, and I saw Nat Reese and John Jackson sitting down in the corner. And John had just lost a brother, so I went over to extend my condolences. And he said, well, there's not much I can do for him now, so I'm just going to stay here, which he did. And we spent about 2 hours, the three of us, and I had the wonderful Augusta experience of listening to them sing songs and tell tales and just act like their normal selves, which is a little frightening of its own accord. I was trying to figure out how to introduce them, so I thought I would introduce the eldest first out of respect. Well, they're both 77 years old, and they both still travel, and they both still perform. Nat Reese, well, wait a minute, John Cephas said 1 year here at camp that the only problem with John Jackson and Nat Reese was they were too old to hang out at night. They were just two old men. Of course, John's not that far behind him, and John, if you're here, you know, we'll talk about this later. Nat Reese started playing when he was about 8 years old. He ordered his first ukulele from Montgomery Ward, and after he played with that for a while and his dad saw that he was gonna keep playing, he got him a, I have to look at this because I'd never heard of it before, a tipple 10 string, which was halfway between the size of a ukulele and a guitar. So he goes from a ukulele to a 10 string instrument and then continued to play. And so dad says, well, okay, we'll get you a guitar. And he's been playing ever since. John Jackson started playing guitar when he was old enough to hold one, and he says that was probably when he was about 4 or 5 years old. And I said, well, how long have you been playing? And he said, well, this time since 66. And I said, well, when did you quit playing the first time? And he said, oh, in about 1956. John was playing dances and parties when he was 11, 12 years old. And the interesting thing when he told me this was that Nat Reese said, yeah, and I was the kid standing outside the house party, peeking in the windows and stealing the chords. So that's how a lot of music is exchanged and learned. I certainly am not going to take up any more of their time other than to tell you they both have relatively new recordings out, which are available in the Augusta store. Nat Reese has a recording that came out last year, a CD. John Jackson has two CDs that have been released almost back to back, one by Alligator Records, one from Arhuli Records. And without further ado, an hour of your pleasure, Nat Reese and John Jackson.
Well, I guess this calls for a drink, don't it?
Yeah.
Let's share some powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's legal.
Swear it's good to the last drop.
It's legal.
Yes, sir.
The director gave it to us.
You want to take over?
No, I'm going to let you have it. They say you're supposed to let your senior have it. First step.
All right. Well, the guitar's in tune for once this evening. Maybe play an old blues tune here, I guess. Call it Red River Blues.
You can taste
yes, so I'm real glad to be with you.
And I'm happy to be with you, John. You're putting me in a mood for this thing. You're giving these people some get some real good instructions. I know they don't need it, but woman gets funny and start running around, you better get you somebody, because she about to put you down. Let her go. Let her go as quick as you can. People, you know that that's a little hoodoo woman, and she hula-hooed on a hoodoo man. You know one thing I don't understand? She seems like she's happy when she's running around with another man, you know. You know that little hoodoo woman cheater. Oh, no, no, hoodoo, the hoodoo man. She took all my money, spent it all over town. And when I want some loving, you know that woman just can't be found. I walk away crying. I wipe the tears away with my hand. You know that look. Who do the hoodoo man?
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, and that's all right. You know where I grew up, and we had no kind of club or nothing to go to. And we maintain ourselves, got off from work in the evening, singing songs and playing music till bedtime. And older heads sometimes like to have one night a week in play music. They would tell tall tales and maybe have a card game, a shepherd game or something like that. And I was very small. Lola here if we get to get up and come telling them ghost stories. And that's why I was kind of small in days, and I'd get so scared I'd be afraid to go to bed at night. Some of them would be so bad. I guess before I started telling tales here, I better do one more song, and then I'm gonna play you an old tune. I guess come from Brian McGee wrote this song, "The Death of Blind Boy Fella." I guess that's when him and Sonny Terry got together. And he wrote this song they call "The Death of Blind Boy." So I'm gonna do a little bit of that. He gone, blind boy Philip gone away. He gone, Philip gone away. Hear the voice calling, knew that he could not stay. Come to his bedside one morning. Yes, I've been moaning, clock was striking four. If my guitar can't my baby home, won't be here no more. Blind boy midnight friend, be making miles from here. Midnight friend, I mean miles from here. First place, blind boy woke up in death. Yeah. Please, all you women up above, miss your love been gone. You women up above, miss your love been gone. Do my best, blind boy Philippine and gone. Bye, blind boy.
You know, as growing up, we run into different styles of music. And for some reason I picked first the gospel. Grabbed a little that that'll be some changes made and stuff like that, you know. And I met a friend of mine, you all met him up here too, Howard Armstrong. And I stole a few chords from him. End up playing a song that sang like this. I know why I've waited, I know why I've been so blue. I was waiting for someone exactly like you. Why should I spend all my money on a show or two when I can have sweet love sings someone exactly like you? You mean so much to me, I'd give the world to you if you would understand all the dreams I'm dreaming and schemes I'm scheming. I know why my mama had taught me to be true. You know she was raising me for someone, girl, exactly like you. Now they used to do this. Oh, you mean so much to me, I'd give the world to you. Thank you. I would understand all the dreams I'm dreaming and the schemes I'm scheming. Yes, I know why, mama. Hey, girl, to be true. You know she was raising me for someone exactly like you. Someone, hey now, someone, well, like you. Thank you.
Did you want to do a little talking? Did you?
Huh? You want me to talk, sir? I don't have much to say.
Tell one tall tale anyway.
No, I never talk. No, you know, I don't tell tales.
You're really same way with me always.
At my age, I got to watch my step. You know, you have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, absolutely, son.
When you keep reading these calendars and you keep going to December, something turning over.
Yes, yes.
Next thing you know, there's another birthday.
Yes.
But,
Well, I done got so I don't pay no mind to birthdays. Now they come so fast.
They do. They really do. Yes. And every time, every year, when I say I'm 77, I get a picture and look at you, and I say, Dag, he is too.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, wonderful man, yes, this man.
Dear soul, time don't wait for none of it.
And, yes, you know, I know you used to be awful super, and you can run around quite a bit, you know. When you was young, you was telling me about running around through the graveyards and things. And I told you that the ghost couldn't catch me, because I'm like my Uncle Ketchum. He run through the whole week. He run over Monday, cripple Tuesday, put Wednesday in the hospital, and phone Thursday to tell Friday that birds fired this Sunday. He went all the way, man.
Yeah.
A guy could move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I grew up, my mom, she took me to church, to Sunday school and all. And of course, you wasn't allowed to go to a church with a guitar, banjo, fiddle, and which I learned most of the spiritual I learned from my mom. But then after church, everybody got together and sang whatever songs and novas. And danced and everything, yeah. But if you did that round the church, you couldn't go along the mile. Yeah, because they call it guitar, banjo, fiddle the devil's instrument back then. And anyway, you know, at one time, it was a preacher, used to preach every Sunday at his church, and he had a next door neighbor, didn't give him up, but get drunk every weekend. Now, I hope it ain't a preacher or digging or something in the order and thinking this is slamming, it ain't, it's just a joke about a preacher. Well, anyway, this drunken man, he would get drunk every Sunday. And then he would get in his car and be wobbling all over the road. So one Sunday, the preacher got out of church and was on his way home. Well, he run up on his neighbor, all drunk, just wobbling all over the road. And he said, I'm gonna have to get around him. Because if I don't, when he get up to that curve, he's going on the bank and he's going to kill himself. And so every time the preacher trying to pass him, the drunk would weave over and the preacher couldn't get by him. And he said, I'm going to have to get by him before we get up to that curve. Finally, when he got on up by, getting close to the curve, the preacher stepped on the gas trying to get by him, and the drunk weaved near over the line. And the preacher went over the bank and turned over and tore his car up. And he got out and said, oh, God was with me. Thank God I had God with me. Little drunk drove up. Is anybody hurt down now? The preacher said, thank God it ain't, because I had God with me. He said, if you got God with me, I'll be damned for you better let him ride with me, because I'll be damned for you don't kill him. He told him. Is it my turn to go? I'm going to sing you all an old spiritual I learned from my mom. Probably me, most of you know it. An old spiritual just a close to walk with day. Say, grand Jesus, if you please. Say, yes, a little close to walk with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Say, I am weak, but not but strong. Did ye just keep me from all wrong? Says I be satisfied as long. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. To walk with death. Dear Granny Jesus, be you please. I said yes, a little close to walk with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a little close to walk with thee.
I know that is wonderful. What are you doing, making me think about my sins?
No, not really.
I think you do. Do them things to wake me up. Because you know that I got too many bad habits. Help me if you please. Whoa, whoa, whoa! I got too many bad habits. Help me if you please. Walking, I go back Sunday crawling down on my knees. Too many bad habits. Oh, people, I swear I'm not lying.
If I can't get rid of some of these habits, God, I believe I'm gonna lose my natural mind. You know, because I like to drink coffee, champagne, beer, and wine. I got a habit for cussing, yeah, people in sometimes line. I like to play the horses, yes, yes. I like to hit the numbers too. I like to eat too much of that greasy barbecue.